This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time.
Welcome to the Value Investor Podcast, where we do talk about value all the time. So we're in a situation where stocks have weakened a bit. And even though we still haven't seen that 5 to 10% pullback, I still think we're going to get. I know it's a little scary for some people, but when we get that 5 to 10% pullback, there'll be some real opportunities. But even with the small weakness that we've seen in the last week, especially in the S&P, there's still some opportunities out there. So I thought I would take a look at the pure play value stocks, as I'm calling them. And so I didn't do any of the ones that I do think have value, but they don't actually fall within the value parameters, if that makes any sense. So some of those would be like the energy stocks where the PE just isn't going to line up because the whole sector is so demolished and a lot of them aren't making much money at all yet. So I stayed away from most of those. And so I looked for stocks with the rank of 1, 2, or 3, because we want the rising estimates, or at least, you know, the decent earnings estimates. So I stayed away from the 4s and 5s, which are sells and strong sells. And I looked for forward PEs under 15, which is what I like to look for value. And I looked for price to sales ratios under 1. So I put the price to sales ratio in there because I really do think it adds some value juice to the screen. It's not just the forward PE. We have a little bit narrower definition with that price to sales ratio in there. And if I look for 1 under 1, it usually means a company is undervalued, as we've talked about before when we talked about the price to sales ratio. So I ran that screen and I also added stocks that were beaten down. So I looked for stocks that actually were in the negative for 2017. And I came up with 107 stocks. That's pretty many. And just looking around, they did fit into certain categories, as you might assume, given what's going on out there, and also what we've talked about in prior weeks. So there were a lot of airlines. Again, the retailers were, I don't even know, about at least half of the list were those, the poor retailers, including the auto retailers. And then there were some energy stocks on there, surprisingly, because I thought most of them would not be pure value plays, as I just talked about, because the PE is all messed up with them. But there were some that actually were, that showed up on there. And a couple of the pipeline type energy companies, so not as many of the explorers, but more of the pipeline, where the earnings looks a little bit better. But I narrowed down the list of ones that kind of fit, you know, one from each of these categories. And I think they're kind of interesting, actually. And I had to do some more research on at least one of them because I was a little dubious. So let's jump right in. The first one I found was Denbury Resources. Their ticker is DNR. So when I first saw this, I said, oh, they must be a pipeline, because I wasn't familiar with them. But really, they're a small cap E&P that's 90% oil. They focus on the Gulf Coast and the Rocky Mountain areas. They have a market cap of around $1 billion. So they are the small cap E&Ps. One of the reasons I had to do more research on this one is because I looked at the stock. It is trading under $5, which I know you all love, and it's trading only around $2.30. So I said, uh-oh. Like, sometimes when you see a stock down that low, you got to think maybe something's going on. And with these smaller energy companies, you might think there's a cash crunch, or, you know, with the debt problems, and it might be something I don't want to go into. So I looked up all of that. That's where I had to do some extra research. And they ended 2016 with debt principal of $2.8 billion, which is pretty high, but they are an E&P, so they do have a lot of overhead with the rigs and all this stuff if you're drilling for oil. So they had $2.8 billion in debt, but at the end of 2016, they also had a little over $1 billion revolver line of credit. They had $750 million available under it. So when I saw that, I said, okay, well, they don't look like they're going to go under anytime soon. And they're expected to make money, hopefully, this year. They ended up with adjusted earnings of 4 cents in 2016. They actually saw a net loss of about over $2 a share, but adjusted, it was 4 cents. And they're supposed to see 19 cents this year, 40 cents in 2018. But with these E&Ps, it's really all about crude prices. I think I saw 2016's average crude price around in between $40 and $45 for this company. And I think that's where they're estimating production for this coming year. So if they hang around that, it's not awful. They're still hanging in there. But this is why a lot of these smaller energy companies in the U.S. really need, you know, the $50 to $60 range. That's when they really start to make some money and, you know, things really brighten up. But if you're interested in one of these small cap EMPs, they have a forward PE of 12.4. So they are in the range. I didn't actually write down the price to sales. It doesn't really matter so much for the energy guys, but it is under one because they passed my screen. So Denbury Resources, if you really want to play one of these small guys, it's under $5. I know you love it. So check that one out. My next company is one of the auto retailers, Lithium Motors. I'm not sure if I've talked about them in the past. They are one of my favorite of the auto retailers. They're purely U.S. domestic. They're one of the larger domestic U.S. auto retailers. So they handle all the different auto brands, foreign and domestic, in the U.S. They sell new and used cars and do maintenance. So this area has been kind of battered because everybody thinks peak auto. The shares recovered after a vicious sell-off in the last year, but they're starting to sink again. So the shares are down 6.8% year to date. Actually, I didn't say how much the Denbury Resources shares are down, 35%, it looks like, so far year to date for those ones. But Lithia down almost 7% year to date. They have a forward PE of just 10.9. Their price to sales is 0.3. So they have some real good value, but it all depends on what's going to be going on with the auto market. Some areas to be concerned about, which is probably why the shares are selling off, are the number of cars that are coming off of the leases this year, because 2014 was a huge year for car leasing and people tend to have 3-year leases and they turn them back in, and it's unclear if there's any demand for those. Plus, those ones coming off the leases will now be competition for the new cars on the lots. So there are some issues with Lithia, there's no doubt, but it's one to look at if you're interested in some of these auto retailers going forward here. Number three is a retailer. Okay, so there's tons of what I consider to be cheap retailers out there, but we've seen a lot of blowups, as I've talked about already, with, you know, limited brands going under, some of the teenage retailers going under, the mall is really struggling. So where do you go? Is it all a value trap? We don't know yet. Some of the big, just to see some of the big mall department store stocks are just getting killed in 2017. JCPenney is down about 30% now. Macy's is down 17%. Nordstrom even, which used to be kind of like the Cadillac of it all, it's down 11%. So those are three big mall-based retailers getting hammered on the department store side. But even the specialty, the niche guys, getting, you know, pretty much crushed. I'm going to talk about one you might want to consider, but you're going to need a strong stomach for this one. And it's Ascena, A-S-C-E-N-A. I always forget about it, but you know the brands because they own Ann Taylor and The Loft. So these are, you know, brands that have been around a long time, but shares are down 35% year to date. Now I have a forward P of just 10. Their price to sales is 0.1. But again, they're mainly in the malls. And Loft used to be the one that was driving them because that was their lower priced, you know, store. But I'm not sure that even that is working right now. So I'm going to return back to the retailers later. But this is one, the ticker is ASNA. You might want to consider or just put on a watch list just because of how much it's getting crushed down. Another stock you might want to consider is Kroger. KR is that ticker. They're down 15.4% year to date. Their forward P now is 13 and they have a price to sales of 0.2. But the analysts have been lowering estimates. It looks like maybe good times are over for the supermarket. They're only expected to grow earnings this year about 4%, next year 5%. Supermarkets were the place to be the last couple of years, but there's a lot of competition there now, and it seems like some of them might be struggling a bit. But as value investors, if it gets cheap enough, we might be interested. So this is definitely one to keep on your list. And then our fifth stock this week, because I decided to do five because there's so many that have kind of been beaten down here, is United Holdings. This is in the airlines area. We've talked a lot about various airlines. They're down 7.4% on the year. Their PE is 10. Price to sales is 0.6. airlines always sound cheap. I've mentioned this again before too, but they usually have single digit PEs. So they're at 10 right now. It could go cheaper. You might want to wait to see if it does. So basically, a lot of my advice on a lot of these stocks today are you might want to wait to see if it goes down. And I say that because if we do get that 5 to 10% pullback, these will get cheaper. You know, as value investors, we have to have some patience. And I like to watch things. I like to put some stocks that I'm seeing that, you know, looking a little bit cheap here. But is it cheap enough? I get asked this question a lot on Twitter and StockTwits. You know, is it time now, Tracy? Should I get in now? And yeah, it's in the value range. All these stocks have the value credentials, but it could go a little bit cheaper. And, you know, why not get it cheaper? I like getting the sale. If I'm getting Denbury at 35% off, maybe I can get it at 40 or 45%. And, you know, one way to wade back into some of these beaten down stocks, and this is what I do, is to do dollar cost averaging and to do a little bit like every month and to start buying your favorites that are already cheap. If they go lower, you're going to get more. And I always like that. If they don't, then you're already in it and you're still dollar cost averaging, but you're not missing the move much. So I do recommend the dollar cost averaging a little bit every month. Same goes for the value ETFs, if you want to, you know, start doing it that way, that gives you the basket of the stocks. But if there's a couple of these, say, in the retail group where you're like, meh, I'm just going to take a little bit of chance. I'm going to put a little funny money in there because it is cheap and I don't think they're going out of business, which is a question you got to ask with a lot of them now, then that is the way to go. That's my advice right now. But I've seen, you know, quite a few beaten down stocks, especially, like I said, in these key areas. So I'm taking a look at a lot of energy. I may do another podcast going forward if these energy stocks stay this week on ones that aren't pure plays. I mean, Denbury actually has the pure value fundamentals there, but a lot of them don't. But that doesn't mean they're not cheap and value stocks still, even though that PE is messed up. So I might do a podcast coming up on the energies. I definitely will for Zacks Market Edge. I'm going to have Shiraz on there, talk about the energies over there. But there are some values there going on. So I'm taking a look at the Denbury. It's under $5. A lot of these are ones keep on your list. Okay, let's go over the tickers again. Denbury is DNR. Lithia is LAD. Asena, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's bad, but ASNA. They should just change their name to something we can all pronounce. Kroger, KR, and United Holdings, UAL. So I'll be back again next week with more value stocks. But while we're seeing this market weakness, remember, look for these opportunities and, you know, don't be afraid. Try to have some guts. It's hard with some of these, I know, but if you're getting a 30% sell-off already, then it might be something you might want to look at. So I'll see you again next week with more value stocks.